Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mama 7. It is Thursday. It is day 18. Oh my goodness. I am so happy to be here. So excited about being here. Excited that, you know, we get another day to try to make this work. And it's some work, family. Do not get it twisted. This is some work. This takes dedication. It takes, you know, because it's I wouldn't even say that it's hard. It's just constant. And so, but, you know, when it comes to understanding God, when it comes to our life with God should be constant. We should have God on our minds and in our spaces all the time. You know, we've gotten to the point where, you know, this world, if it's not Sunday, they don't know what you're doing. They don't know why you're doing it. You know, oh, save that. That's for Saturday. That's for Sunday. Or whatever holy day that you acknowledge. But the truth of the matter is God is always. And so we have to get to the point where God is always, where we are constantly thinking about him, working on what we need to be working on, and building from there. And this is how we go into today's topic. Today is about day 18, herbs being healing. And this is, oh my goodness. So as we have our spiritual life, okay, our spiritual life, of course, is about helping to create the person that we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be working on, you know, being the best, you know, child, mother, daughter, you know, we're supposed to be working on ourselves, using God's positivity as the hammer and the chisel as we create ourselves, right? So as we're creating ourselves, there's many different aspects to ourselves, and everyone, especially in a wonderful approach, should have an additional study. There should be something you're applying your brain towards when it comes to your spiritual life. Not a surprise, but mine is prayer. I study prayer. You know, so yes, I say my obligations, you know, I say the prayers daily that I'm supposed to pray. I'm working on, you know, learning a new prayer like I do every Ramadan, every devotion. I'll stop and say, okay, what prayer, number one, what prayers do I need to brush up on? And then, because we all could brush up. Come on, family. We all need to brush up. So what prayers do I need to brush up on? And what prayer am I learning for this particular time period? And how do I apply myself? You know, let's really study in the middle of this, right? So I'm doing all this work, and that's my additional. You know, so I would be studying prayer because I got to learn how to pray. But I take it a step further because I want to learn different types of prayers. I want to see... the pattern and the underlying rhythm to the prayer. You know, I'm the kind of person, I want to know what God is saying directly and what God is not saying, okay? So I'm the kind of person, oh, you know, God loves love and kindness and joy. I'm like, okay, well, are there things he doesn't love? You know, that's my mindset. You know, I want to know not just what the prayer is saying, but, so, you know, what is it not saying? If it's giving us what God does love, you know, are there things that God does not care for? Are there things that, you know, can actually get you in trouble, but because it's 2021, we do it all the time, don't even realize it. So let's spend some time, you know, finding out what your study is. A lot of people, you know, Spirit will be like, okay, you need to understand stones. Oh, I love stones and gems and, oh, my goodness, something about that carnelian, something about that red jasper, it just tickles me. You know, it's amazing to me to see how, you know, it almost looks like a rock in some paint did a dance and came up with this new color, new look, new. Beautiful. It's awesome. So, you know, that kind of stuff I want to know about, you know. But there are many, many different stones and many things to do with them. And so this is what I'm saying about this extra study. You know, I may know some general properties of maybe, 20 average stones? But, you know, there are some other stones that are so powerful when you wear them, you have to be intentional of your thoughts, intentional of your words. You know, there's a lot of energy going on. And it's the same way with plants. Oh, my goodness. So when I first started, I call myself starting, I was going to study herbs, in particularly protection. When I first started studying, everything I wanted to know was about protection. I wanted to know about prayers for protection. I wanted to know about stones for protection, rituals for protection, plants for protection. So it's not that I was a little here and a little there. I had a definite plan and a definite mode of what I was studying for. So protection was my everything, and I probably spent a good, at least a good 5 years straight doing nothing but creating protection, creating safe places, chasing away negative energy. That was my thing. You know, that was my thing. And I studied everything I could find. And I spoke with every person I could about what types of things create this protection. How do you get this protection to walk with you in your daily journey? How do you continue to strengthen it, understanding that negativity is right around the corner? And so there were herbs that I learned and studied that were known for removing negative energy from a space. But what I had to learn about herbs is every herb has this incredible aspect to it. So you have to know, and you have to know, because herbs can actually be dangerous. Some things that we touch, some things that I have, are poisonous to the skin. Those don't go on white baths, honey. You know, there's certain things that, you know, I have that you can't drink. So you have to know of this plant. Do we use the flowers? Do we use the leaves? Or do you use the roots? You know, you have to know what season to touch this plant, because certain seasons, if it's not the season, the plant will be bitter and won't really serve the purpose you intended. So you had to know what season. You had to know if this plant, once you determine if you worked with the roots, the leaves, the stalks, the stems, then you had to determine, how do I deliver this? Do I deliver it via smoke, like I put it in the house protection mix? Or is it delivered via where you have your pot of boiling water on a stove and you add it to that? You know, so you can smoke, you can add it to water. Sometimes people add it to an oil and use the oil like an anointing oil. You know, there's so many different, you have to have a delivery system. You know, sometimes these protectants, you drink them. You had to know what was drinkable. So, you know, there's so much when it comes to understanding who and what you're supposed to be doing, what energy. And then if the plant is found wild, like it's not grown, I went to a Southern antique show. It was very, very other, very Southern. And they looked at me like I was crazy. And I think I might have been, you know, being in there. You know, I do things like that, you know, not on purpose. I'm not trying to irritate anybody, but whatever. But I met a woman who has a lavender farm. A lavender farm. I was like, that's the kind of lavender I need. You know, I need lavender that's grown because it, you know, exclusively. That's all that's there, lavender. And she was telling me about the different types of lavender. And I know there's different types. Some of them are very, very blue. Some of them have a lot more white. And I'm like, and of course she's explaining to me what the color schemes mean and why and blah, blah, blah. There's lavender that you can bake with. And I'm like, are you using it to bake for the color or for the smell? And she's like, no, the lavender itself has a taste. And it tastes very good, and she bakes with it, like an axe, and I'm like, lavender as a spice. Not all lavender is a spice, but she told me there's some, and so she's, you know, she has all of these lavenders there, and I'm sitting there like, I of course, don't think like that. I've never, I'm not baking with lavender, I'm not doing, but, you know, when it comes to knowing your ingredients, and having a relationship with your ingredients, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. When you know what energy your herb has been in, you know, one thing about me, and I have to, I'm insistent on getting all of my herbs well in advance so that they have the opportunity to just sit in my shrine room. You know, I don't get them and yank them out the package and then go ahead and start using them. You know, they have to be cleaned and cleared and smudged. It's a whole entire process because the energy that they've come in. So I want my lavender to come from a lavender farm. I do. Sorry. I want, you know, there's just certain aspects where you need to get picky. You know, there's a big difference between using walnut shells or walnut bark and using birch. Big difference. I mean, it's almost like the difference between cotton candy and oranges. That's how big of a difference. I mean, they may still be from a plant, you know, from a tree, but the things that you would create and use birch for are nowhere near the things that you would turn around and use walnut. Nowhere. So, you know, those are the types of things that you have to learn when it comes to learning your herbs. You have to learn what herb, how herb. You know, everybody knows I have my house protection mix that I love, that I've been burning like crazy. And, you know, that frankincense and myrrh, those are my two favorite scents, two favorite. Coming right after that, I would say, is the lavender and rose mix that I always put together. Oh, my God. So, but that frankincense and myrrh, oh, I love that. I love it. And that's a big main ingredient in my house protection mix. But I use those resins, you know. And again, that's another form when you're actually burning this energy. You know, a lot of the religions will burn things, burn incense. I know, like the Catholics have the little swinging pot. It's the same difference, except theirs is in a pot. You know, mine's in a pot too. It just looks kind of cauldron-ish, but yeah. I use a lot of the frankincense and myrrh for a lot of the reasons why the others use frankincense and myrrh. It's extremely powerful. It's powerful. It's known. You get immediate reaction. I'll even wear the oil, frankincense and myrrh, and I can already tell, you know, I get an immediate reaction. Someone always has something to say when I wear it. Someone always notices, and I'm like, okay, thank you for noticing. Didn't need that, but okay, thanks. You know, so there are so many herbs, and in the book, it has a list of them. So speaking quickly, why do we use plants in our spiritual practice? Okay, understand we're related to these plants. These are, again, our brothers and sisters. We share the same water supply. We share the same environment. These plants are connected to us. They help to feed and nourish us. They feed the animals that nourish us. Everything about plants and animals helps us. Everything. So we have a long-term relationship. Plants are medicinal. Plants talk to certain people. Now, I am not a plant whisperer, okay? There are many things I can talk to. Plants, I don't even try. I kind of whisper, and they're like, whatever. But, yeah, some people can actually talk to plants. I know my mother can take a plant. It's not even a plant anymore. I just see, you know, brown, red, drooping, whatever, and she can bring those things back to life. They'll thrive and bloom and do everything. I'm like, wow, I just knew you were dead. Sister Unique was talking on the phone last night while we were doing a Wonderful Approach Radio, speaking about adopting plants. And I'm like, and I was thinking to myself, ooh, the blessings. Oh, the blessings of saving a plant from torture, you know, saving a plant from having to sit there and wither. You know, giving the plant an option if it would like to stay and live. Oh, man. They are of our life, and they have secrets that they will share. They will allow us. How gracious that you, there's plants that get abused by humans. We walk on them. You know, we don't take care of them. We're not kind to them. We don't even, you know, whisper kind words to them or anything. But yet is willing to share its medicine with us, is willing to be the healer, is willing to, you know, nourish us. It's amazing how us humans, and Sister Melissa said this last night, it's amazing how us humans have so low regard to beings that, you know, are here to assist us in this journey. The least you can do is say thank you, you know? But again, we have to work on this. Part of working with herbs is develop another relationship with them. All right? I know when I, getting back to my protection, and speaking about relationships, you know, there was a time where I was heavy in with this protection work, and it required me to give up chicken and fish are the only two meats that I eat, and I only eat them sparingly. But because of the work I was doing, Spirit was like, you need to gain a better relationship with that bird. You need to give up eating it. I was like, ugh. I follow instructions. But, you know, not only did I follow instructions, I did gain a different insight and have a higher respect level for, you know, this animal that assists me in getting work done and assists others in getting the work done. So, you know, a lot of times we have to work on our relationship, period. And when you work on your relationship, that plant is going to want to open up to you. The herb is going to want to kind of lay at your feet almost. So we have to continue working on this positivity and allowing, expand on it. See, this is what we're going to do, family. We're going to get good where we are, and then I'm going to expand it. It's almost like a balloon. You know, you get good with one side, and then you put some more air in it, and it gets bigger. And then you stop. And you put some more air in it, and it gets bigger, then you stop. You know, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to work on. How do we continue to build on our relationships? Well, doing it day by day. You got to start somewhere, right? So one herb I wanted to speak on before I keep allowing our time to tick down. But, you know, one herb I wanted to speak on was that is sage. Sage has gotten very, very popular over the last couple of years, maybe the past 3 years, maybe 3-5 years, where everything is sage. There are a lot of other bundles that can be burnt that are just as powerful, if not more powerful than sage. Sage, so I've seen some beautiful lavender, lemongrass, basil type mixes, and if you like the little bundles and have them wrapped and stuff like that, they come like that, you know. And so I've seen maybe 3 or 4 variations of wraps that don't have the sage or where sage is not the primary, and very, very effective, very, you know, just great. Sage is, in my opinion, overworked. We overuse it. Sage is supposed to clear out everything. From what I understand, it clears out everything. Just like when we take baths and showers and when we're bathing ourselves, you know, we want all the dirt removed, but turn around, the second we get out that bath, what are we going to do? We're going to put back on those things that we need, like lotion, baby oil, hair grease, whatever you got to put on, that's what you're going to put on. So after a staging, just sage, you know, it's so important because that gets rid of all your spirits, allegedly, good and bad. We need some of these good spirits, okay? We need the positive ones. Ancestors can't go nowhere, you know? And so what I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to just wipe the slate clean. Those that are disruptive, that have not evolved, that are just not ready to be a positive part of my household. My household is very, spiritually, is very diverse, very huge. And everybody is, you know, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. It's okay. But I want to make sure that I'm not doing work to push everyone out, you know, and even my ancestors, I have some cut them ups now, you know, figuratively and literally, they cut them up. They are a little on the wild side. They drink, smoke, cut that iron, you know, whatever it is. They are, I have some cut ups in my family, and I don't necessarily want them to go. I really don't. They are a part of my DNA, and my DNA is what got me here. You know, my DNA is the one that allows me to keep going even when I may not want to. My ancestry is everything for me, and so I don't necessarily want to wipe out all energy. You know, I don't even want to say wipe out all bad energy, because I tell you, I got some ancestors, I got some issues. So what I need, though, is all of those not working into my positive, you got to go. Yeah. I mean, I've seen some where I'm like, ooh, you know, this ancestor needs an elevation if they're going to be hanging around. And then that's a whole nother story. Okay? So, you know, there's a lot of reasons and seasons why I don't want my house cleared out sage-wise. So what I do is I have sage in my house protection mix, but it's not the dominating herb, okay? There's probably about 10 herbs in that mix, and it's a beautiful balance. It smells wonderful, and it should smell to you, you know what I'm saying? Every and anything you do should have a smell, and you should really, really enjoy touching it, feeling it, smelling it. You know, so when I leave the shrine room, I come out in the house, you know, you can still see the haze from all the all the haze from the smoke, the smudging. And I love that look. I love the smell. It's just everything about the process. But it should look, feel, smell a certain way for you, because that's letting your spirit, that's letting, your spirit is letting you know, oh, yeah, we needed this. Oh, yeah, this is right on time. And when it's been right on time, you know, we have to say, hey, thank you. Got it. This is working in the positive for me. Okay? So, you know, these are just small, small things. Please read the chapter. And then if you have your study, learn your herbs. Take, you know, it may take two or three herbs. Take two or three herbs a week. And you're like, I can do more than that. Of course you can. But can you do it thoroughly? You know what I'm saying? I need you to know what these herbs are for, not just, it, you know, herbs are more than just one or two facts. Each herb has its own, you know, book, because you have to be able to understand what this herb is for, what it's traditionally been used for, what is it used for now, why do we know traditionally what it's used for? Because if you start calling on these ancient energies and those energies show up, you're like, oh, no. Well, no, in 2021, we use this as a foot cream. They're like, yeah, I got your foot cream. We're going to walk all through this stuff. You know, you got to know what you're doing. Spend some time studying. You know, a lot of times, you know, forgive me, my dear Christian brothers and sisters, but a lot of times people want to come into this study and sit and wait for the pastor to say something, and they clap their hands, and the pastor say something else, then they clap their hands. That's not what this is. This is where you have to aggressively, not assertively, aggressively search your information. You know, I got so many daggone, I have so many Amazon boxes that I've gotten books in that I've sent out a couple of my white baths. I'm like, hey, I'm going to reuse this box. You know what I'm saying? I have all these boxes in my house. You know, I'm going to reuse this box. So, you know, we have to be very aware and very cautious to the fact that, hello, we have all this positive going on. And it's real. It's right here. We have to be aware that we have to study. You have to apply yourself. You are responsible for what you know. You are also responsible for what you don't know. So you can't, we don't have the privilege of sitting back and saying, I know. It wasn't me. I wasn't there. We don't have that privilege. We have got to continue pushing forward. And, like, I can tell you, I got, you know, being around spirit all my life is absolutely wonderful. But I got serious about my studies right about 32, okay? Serious, where I'm applying hours and hours, taking notes, I'm doing my journaling and everything else like that. So, I, you know, when it comes to your studying, you know, if you are not 30, you know, I get it. You know, we all have lives. We all have all this other stuff going on. But until you start to apply yourself, you're only getting half the picture. And you're getting someone else's half a picture. I'm talking about the piece of picture that belongs to you. I'm talking about those blessings. Oh, my goodness. Okay, prayer. Someone's going to put a timer for me to get to prayer, okay? Praying and dying. Prayer of thanksgiving. Blessings. All things come from you, O God, and with gratitude we return to you what is yours. You created all this and with love formed us in your image. When our love failed, your love remained steadfast. All that we are and all that we have is a trust from you. And so, in gratitude for all your gifts, offer you ourselves in all that we have. By your Holy Spirit, make us one with each other, one in ministry, and to all of the world. Amen.